So we're in Perek Beis, Sefer Yehoshua. Thank you. So we're up to Pasuk Tes. Thank you. We're up to Pasuk Tes. So if you remember from 2 weeks ago, from the beginning part, third or so of Perek Beis, so essentially we have these two Miraglim, these two spies that Yehoshua sends into Eretz Yisrael, specifically into Yericho. As we know, that was the city that they were going for. That was the strong city. That was the city right across from where the Jews were camped in Eifer HaYarden. And they end up in the home of this Isha Zona, whose name is Rachav. So we explained that according to some commentaries, she was an innkeeper. But according to many commentaries, she was an actual Zona, she was an actual harlot. And the reason why they went to this woman was because she had a lot of information. She had a lot of information, a lot of people used to come visit her, and she had a lot of information. And they thought that she would be a very good address for gaining this information. We explained how pretty soon after they arrived, the king of Yericho gets tipped off that they are here, that these two spies showed up. He sends his messengers immediately to the house. She quickly hides them. We described that first she kind of hid them, off to the side, inconspicuously, so to speak, just the two guys off to the side, just like, there were other people around there in the inn. And then when they questioned her, so she said, "Oh yeah, these two guys came, I don't know who they were. And they ran off. You better go quickly. You better go catch them." And the men ran off. And we ended with Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Zion, I'm sorry, where the people, the messengers of the king run off. They run off to catch these guys, or supposedly to catch these guys. And then V'Hashar Sagaru Acharei Kasher Yatsu Harodfim, and the idea Harodfim Acharehim. And as the Mefarshim said, they basically locked the door. And we said some of the Mefarshim actually said that they actually locked the door from the outside so that no one could get in, because they didn't quite trust Rachav. They didn't really trust her 100%, and they thought that maybe these guys are really still inside. But we can't be sure, and we have to run, because otherwise we might lose them if she's actually telling the truth. So this way they locked the door from the outside, and they said, "Let's go try to catch him. If not, then we'll come back and we'll try to look again in her place." Okay, and that's where we leave off right now. The men of the king of Yericho have left. They run out, and now Rachav realizes that these guys cannot be here much longer, and she has to now talk to them because she realizes what's going to happen when the Jews come into to Yericho. So now we're up to Pasuk Ches. Let's do Pasuk Ches. V'heima terem yishkavun. So now, before these guys, before they go to sleep, before they lie down, v'hi alsa aleihem al hagag. So she comes to them to the roof. Mefarshim all explain that she comes up there to the roof. She comes up, to them. Some of the Mefarshim say that she comes up to try to uncover them, because after all, they were hidden under under all of this flax that was drying up there. Or maybe it wasn't flax we described last week, but some sort of substance that was drying on the roof. She comes up, she uncovers them, and now she has a conversation with them. Pasuk Tes. Vatomer el ha'anashim. So she says to the men, and this is fascinating. Again, this is coming from Rachav. This is coming from a woman who is not Jewish, right? A woman who is part of the Gentile nation living in Yericho at the time, not a very moral type of woman in terms of her occupation. And look what she says to these guys. Vatomer el ha'anashim, she says to the men, Yadati ki nasan Hashem lachem es ha'aretz. I know that God has given you the land. Right? This land of Eretz Yisrael, I know that God has given you that land. V'chinafla emaschem aleinu. And that your fear has fallen upon all of us, v'chinamogu kol yoshvei ha'aretz mipneichem, and all of the inhabitants of this land essentially are melting out of fear, from before you. So she's telling these guys, you know, that we're all scared of you. Okay? Now, it would be one thing if she would say, we're all scared of you, and that's it. But she doesn't just say that. She injects a religious nature to this argument. Yadati kinasan Hashem lachem es haaretz. It's not just that we're scared of you because you're mighty people and because you're going to come kill us, but I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you the land. Who's Hashem? Who's this God? So she is someone who's now coming to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam, recognizing Hashem. Yadati kinasan Hashem lachem es haaretz v'chinafla imaschem. So it's an amazing thing. Now, where was everybody scared? Why were they so scared? So we know, think about this, right? We're talking, this is Sefer Yoshua, they're coming to Eretz Yisrael. That means that Kriyas Yamsuf was about 40 years ago, right? Just about 40 years ago was Kriyas Yamsuf. What do we say in the Shiras Hayom? After Kriyas Yamsuf, Shamu Amim Yirgazun, everyone heard, all of the nations heard what happened and they were afraid. Chil Achaz Yoshvei Pelashas. Right? The inhabitants of Pelashas, the inhabitants of the Philistines, were gripped with fear. Oznid Halu Alufei Edom. Right? The nobles of Edom were afraid, were scared. Elei Moav Yochaze Morad Amogu Kol Yoshvei Chinan. Right? The people of Moab, the strong people of Moab, were also gripped by trembling. And again, the same language, interestingly, the same language of Namogu. Right? This is the language that she uses here. V'chi Namogu kol yoshvei aretz mipnechem. That's what we say in the Shiras Hayom. Namogu kol yoshvei Kenan. That all the lands of all the people of Kenan were Namogu. They were literally like melting before them. So people were scared already. People were scared once they heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. They heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim. They heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. And everyone was scared. The Malbim explains that if you look at the language, what does it say? The chinafla emaschem aleinu. What's ema? Right. We know that often you have different words that imply the same thing, but famously many of them are farshim. The Malbim and others always say that there's no true synonyms in Lashon HaKodesh. You don't have actual synonyms. Words mean similar things, but there are slight differences. So what's the difference between ema, pachad, right, mora? You know, so he explains that the word ema means fear, but it means fear because you're in awe of something great, of something powerful. So here, v'chinafla emaschem aleinu, says the Malbim, what this means is that we, the people of Yericho, the people of Canaan, recognize how great a nation you are, how great your God is, and how great a nation you are, and because of that, because of your greatness, we are fearful. We have ema, we're in awe of you and in awe of all that you represent. Namogu is a reference to a fear because of what might happen to us. So ema, says the Malbim, is we're just in awe, we're in awe of you. You know, so we're afraid just because of we're in awe, but not necessarily because of something that's going to happen. And now v'chi namogu kol yoshvei aretz mipneichem is also because we're afraid of what's going to happen to us. So we're very scared. So Rachav is sending the message very clearly to these men. We're very scared about what's going to happen. But again, it's not just we're scared. It's we're scared with a frumkeit. It's we're scared with a religious, you know, emphasis. Ki adati ki Hashem. Ki nasan Hashem lachem es haaretz. Let's look at Pasuk Yud. So why is this? Ki shamanu eis asher hovish Hashem esmei yamsuf mipneichem. B'tzeischem mitzrayim. Because number one, we heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we heard what Hashem did for you. We heard that Hashem, literally, Hovish, is from Yavesh. Hashem dried up the sea. Hashem dried up the waters of Yamsuf from before you. B'tzeischem Mitzrayim, as you came out of Mitzrayim. Va'asher asisem. So that's number one. Number one, we heard about what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, that's what causes the awe, says the Malbim. What causes the ema, what causes v'chinafla imaschem aleinu from Pasuk Tes, what caused that awe is what we heard about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was a Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? An incredible, incredible thing, Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what causes the awe. And then, secondly, Va'asher Asisem, Lishnei Malchei Ha'emori, Asher Be'ever Hayardin, L'sichon U'lo'og, Asher Echaram Tamosa. So not only are we in awe of this great nation because of what happened, what God did to you, but we're also scared because of what you did. What did you do to who? What you did to the Shnei Malchei HaEmori. What you did to the two Emori kings, Sichon and Og, Asher Charamtem Osam. The Jewish people wiped them out. The Jewish people killed the people of Sichon and Og. So they said, that's why we're afraid. We're afraid, number one, because of the awe. We're just in awe of what happened to you, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And number two, we're in awe and we're scared of what you might do to us because of what you did to Sichon and Og. Right? The Mefarshim point out, Asher Charamtem Osam. The Malbim says that the Jews didn't let anybody live. Right? Everybody was wiped out from Sichon and Og. So people were scared. Right? They hear that Sichon and Og were completely wiped out by this nation, the Jewish nation. Maybe they're going to come to us next. They're going to come to Canaan and they're going to do the same thing. They're going to wipe us out as well.
Always think about this. If they were fearful, Sichon and Og were basically their protectors, right? They were basically paying them for protection. Mm-hmm. And they wiped them out. So why did they still live there, even if they knew they're on the next on the list?
So that's exactly what they're afraid of. They are afraid.
I said, but I would have
run away.
Sichon and Og with the ones that all the Shivumim paid to protect them.
Right.
And they wiped them out. Why would you stay?
So why are they saying, why don't they just run away?
You knew you were doomed at that point.
Right.
They had a beautiful wall, but the fact that the wall was going to protect them.
They think that the wall of Yericho is going to protect them. Right. Maybe. I mean, she's admitting that they're afraid, though. You know, that they're still scared.
It's a natural thing. The guys who have the whole military is supposed to protect you is gone.
Just
flee.
Get out. Good day. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's hard for people to leave their homes. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. Okay. So let's look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vanishma vayimas levaveinu. So again, she's saying that, we heard about this and our hearts melted. Velo kama od ruach b'ish mipneichem. Nobody can stand up to you, right? No one has any spirit left when they think about the Jewish people and what the Jewish people represent and what the Jewish people might do to them. No one has anything. They have no courage. Ki Hashem Elokeichem, and again, this is an incredible language here. Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu Elokim, because Hashem your God is the God. Bashamayim mimal v'al ha'aretz mitachas. He's your God. He is the God in the Shamayim. He's the God in the Aretz. He's the God everywhere, and that's why we're very scared. the Malbim says here, interestingly, that sometimes you have people that you have a nation. Let's say they hear about somebody coming. They hear about a nation that's coming to wage war, and they're scared. But once the nation gets closer, they can kind of strengthen themselves. They're scared at first. And then when it gets a little bit closer, they strengthen themselves, they buckle down, they realize, we can do this, we can take them. It's like we can appreciate, let's say, a sports mashal. So you have, you hear about this team that's undefeated. So this, it's scary, how are we going to play this undefeated team? They're going to wipe the floor with us. But then as it gets closer to the game, we practice, then we watch the videotapes, maybe we can do it, we strengthen ourselves. So the same thing applies when it comes to war, right? People are scared. And then as it gets closer, we strengthen ourselves, we buckle down, maybe we can do it. Says the Malbim that what Rachav was saying was that there's no chance here. We all recognize that there is no chance. Vanishma vayimas levaveinu. Right? We hear about all that happened to you. We hear about all that you did. Vayimas levaveinu, we're melting. We're just, we're just totally scared. Velo kama od ruach b'ish. There's nothing. Right? We have no courage left when we think about you. Now, why? Ki Hashem Elokeichem hu Elokim. So Rachav says also because we recognize that your God is the God. We recognize that this God that you have in your corner, He's the God of the earth, He's the God of the heavens. Look what He did in Mitzrayim. Look what He did, look what He helped you do with Sichon and Og. Look what He did, throughout all these years. So we have no chance because of Him. Because of this God that's in the Shemayim Va'aretz, we recognize that we have no chance. The Rabbag says that, that's why we're just giving up. Because we recognize that we have no chance against this great God. It's interesting. Rashi points out And this we'll talk about a little bit towards the end of the parak. Maybe next week we'll talk a little bit more about Rachav per se. But Rashi points out here that Rachav was also saying v'lo kama o ruach bi'ish mipneichem, that everything changed. In other words, when the people found out that Bnei Yisrael are coming, you know, they recognized that Bnei Yisrael were coming, everything changed. You know, Rachav says, I had less business. The men weren't coming to me anymore, right, as a prostitute, as a harlot. Why? Because everybody was so scared. Everything changed. Everybody was so scared. You know, Rashi explains that a Yitzias Mitzrayim, she was 10 years old, Rachav. Rashi here in this pasuk says she was 10 years old at Yitzias Mitzrayim. And now, for the last 40 years, she's been a Zona. And he's saying that, you know, it's like everything, all of a sudden, everything, you know, people hear that you're coming and everything is just changing. You know, everybody is just melting, everybody's afraid. There's no one has any courage left. And again, you see this, it's mind-boggling. It's almost like things that even Jews wouldn't say. You know, to have a Jew recognize, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, that's one thing. But to have here someone, a woman who's not a Jewish person, right, and not necessarily such a moral person, but here she recognizes, not just that she's afraid that people are going to kill her, but she recognizes that it's because of Hashem. She recognizes that it's because of the God of the Jews. So she says, that's it. You know, we recognize that we're done. Let's look at Pasuk Yud Beis. Ve'ata. So now she sees, you know, she's essentially telling them that I recognize that we're done. So I want to make a deal with you. I want to make a pact with you. Ve'ata hishavuli hishavuna li ba'ashem. Please, swear to me in God's name, ki asisi imachem chasid, and recognize, because I did kindness with you, right? I was so kind to you. I saved you. I saved you from the king of Yericho. Va'asisem gam atem im beis avi chesed, and I'm asking you to repay the kindness to my family, unesatem li os emes, and give me a true sign. Give me an os emes. Give me a true sign that will save me. The Radak says here that chesed, the term chesed, means something that's really undeserved, right? We know that the term chesed, Rav Shlomo Freifeld explains that chesed is related to the word chassid. It's related. It means a pious person, someone who goes lifnim mishura sadin, someone who's going above and beyond. Chesed is something we do for someone that we don't owe them anything. We don't have to do it to them, but we're doing it out of the kindness of our hearts. So here she's saying that I did chesed with you, right? Ki asisi imachem chesed. I didn't have to hide you. I didn't have to lie to you. Remember, she put her neck on the line because really the king could have killed her for obstructing justice. He could have killed her for harboring these illegal spies. So she's saying ki asisi imachem chesed. I did kindness with you. I went above and beyond with you. So I'm asking you to do the same for me. I'm asking you to do the same to save my family. V'asisem gam atem im beis avi chesed. And the Radak says that's why it says beis avi, because not with her. If it was with her, then it's no longer chesed. Why? Because they have to repay her. She saved their skin, right? So they have to now repay her this. So they really owe her. They have to save her. But beis avi, but for the family, that she's not obligated to do. That they're not obligated to save, right? So therefore, specifically, v'asisem gam atem im beis avi chesed, with my father's house, with my family, that's going to be a chesed. Unesatem li os emes. But for me, I'm asking you for a sign of truth. What's the truth? The truth is tit for tat. The truth is to repay the, you know, what I've done for you. I saved your skin, I'm asking you to save my skin. That's the os emes, right? The chesed is for my family. I did a chesed to you. I'm asking you to do a chesed for my family. But in terms of repaying me, so that you really owe me, that's v'nasata li os emes. And here the Malbim points out that if you look at it, you know, she made them take a shvua. She made them take a shvua because she realizes this is very serious. You know, this is pikuach nefesh here. This is my life. This is the life of my family. I need to take a shvua, not only a shvua, but a shvua, but hishavuna li, which the Malbim explains is a shvua, which is called a shvua al das chavera. It's a very strong type of shvua that I'm making a shvua with, al das chavera, having a certain person in mind. But not only that, but it's also Ba'ashem. We're also adding the Shem Hashem to the Shavua. Why? Because whenever you add the Shem Hashem, it adds strength to the Shavua. It adds power to the Shavua. It adds commitment to the Shavua. And then finally, Ki Asisi Machem Chesed, that when the Shavua is based on the recognition that a Chesed was done, when the Shavua is based on a recognition that something was done here that has to be repaid, so that Shavua, the Ein Lo Hatara, the Malbim says, you can't undo that Shavua. So she was taking a Shavua, this was a strategic move. She was making them take a Shavua Alas Chaveiro, a Shavua with Hashem's name, a Shavua based on the fact that they had done, that she had done Chesed with them. This kind of Shavua you can't undo. She's making them take this Shavua. And that's the Shavua that she makes them take to make sure that her family is saved. And again, he makes the same point as the Radak, that it's the Chesed and the Emes, that for the family it was the Chesed, but for her it was Emes. Yeah.
Maybe you had said this. Can you make a Shavua that obligates a third party who's not there? Because she's making them swear not just that they're not going to kill her, but they're not going to let anyone from Bnei Israel.
Good. So that's right. So we're going to see that that's actually going to be part of what they state. Part of what they state is that they're going to make sure that happens.
You can do a Shavua like that. I mean, it obligates a... Shavua on behalf of someone else right. who's not here.
Right. I mean, generally, you can't do that. Generally, a Shavua is really for yourself. That you're going to do something or you're not going to do something. But we'll see here that these two Meraglim are really the ones taking Achrayas. They're taking responsibility to make sure that the family is saved. So, okay. If we look at the next Pasuk in Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'acha yisem es avi ve'es imi ve'es achai ve'es ach yosai ve'es kol asher lahem. So she's asking for her whole family. Right? I'm asking you to save my father, I'm asking you to save my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and their families. Ve'es kol asher lahem. Pitzaltem es nafshoseinu mimaves and save us from death. So the Malbim says, number one, v'achayisem, is you should let them live. You're going to come in here and you're going to wipe out the people of Yericho, right? So don't kill them, right? Don't wipe them out. Make sure that you let them live. But furthermore, at the end of the pasuk, v'itzaltem es nafshoseinu mimaves, right? Why does it repeat that? V'itzaltem es nafshoseinu mimaves. Save our souls from death. So he says, number one, number two is make sure, and this touches on Andrew's point, make sure that others don't kill them. Right. So number one, you guys, when you're walking around Yericho killing people, make sure you don't kill my family. And number two, make sure that you will make arrangements that no one else kills them either, because it's not just going to be you two; it's going to be other people. It's going to be the whole army coming in here. So make sure that you don't kill them. Make sure that other people don't kill them. The Malbim also says that perhaps the double language at the end, v'itzaltem es nafshoseinu mimaves, here why does it say nafshoseinu? Why does it focus on the nefesh? So he says maybe here also she was focusing on not just physically saving, but also spiritually saving. That allow my family to convert. Right? Just like I'm converting, and Rachav had a... You know, it's clear that Rachav was going through a process of conversion here. Right? Well, you know, some of the Pesukim we just read. All proclaim, you know, she's proclaiming HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God, he's the God over the Shemayim, the God over the Aretz, he's the one, he's the master. And she's saying, I want to convert, and my whole family is going to convert. V'yitzatim is nafshu sinu mimavis.
Is she married? And does she have children?
Right now, no. We'll see that she's going to marry.
She's saying in her father's house, she doesn't say
right.
Right.
No, yeah, it seems that she didn't have any children right now. Right. That's what it seems like. I mean, we don't hear of anyone.
Right.
Yeah. but also he says, so maybe that's the v'yitzaltem es nafshoseinu mimaves, is save them spiritually. Save them physically, don't kill them, but also allow them to convert. Save them spiritually. The Alshech points out here that perhaps also she was putting them at ease a little bit. Because keep in mind, you have these Meraglim, and they're coming in to do a mission, right? So now, it's true that now they owe this woman because she saved them, but now they're going to have to save the whole family. I mean, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to go in and wipe out the people of Yericho. So maybe they're going to feel a little bit uneasy about this pact, about this deal. Because, you know, maybe this is not exactly what Hashem wants. Maybe this is going against God's wishes. So says the Alshech, she's putting them at ease. She says, don't worry. You're not going to go against Hashem's wishes because all these people, they're all going to convert. they're all going to become Jews. They're all going to become part of Bnei Yisrael. So you don't have to worry. If they were all Goyim and they're all, you know, non-Jews, part of Yericho, so then you have to worry because Hashem said you have to wipe out Yericho. But here, I'm telling you, you know, I'm putting you at ease. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about violating Hashem's wishes. So how do the people respond? How do the men respond? Vayomru lo ha'anashim. So the men respond to her, and they say, Nafshenu sachteichem lamus. Our lives will be on the line. Im lo sagidu es devareinu zeh. As long as you don't tell anyone about this deal, about this pact. V'haya b'seis Hashem lanu es ha'aretz. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this land, He allows us to conquer Yericho, to conquer Eretz Canaan. V'asinu imach chesed ve'emes. And we'll do chesed and emes to you as well. So the Radak says that, you know, essentially what these men are saying is that they're saying that we're going to put our lives on the line to back up and to enforce this pact. This pact that we're making, this deal that we're making with you, that we're going to save you, we're going to save your family. We're promising you that, and we're also going to give up our lives to protect you. Okay, so they're taking it very seriously. They're making this promise. They're promising her that they're gonna give up their lives if it means to if that's what it takes. And why are they so focused on the secrecy? Im lo sagidu es devareinu zeh. So the Ralbag explains, because remember, she asked for a sign, right? So what did she ask? She asked for a sign. That was in Pasuk Yudbeis, Unasatim li os emes. So what happens if they give her a sign? What can happen? Someone can steal the sign, right? If she tells someone the sign, all of a sudden, whatever that sign is, you know, the whole city could be doing the sign. Okay, so if we know that they're gonna, that the sign's gonna be to hang the chut shani, the red string, to hang it out the window, right? That's going to be the sign. So let's say she reveals that sign to the people of Yericho. So now the army's gonna come in. The army has strict orders. Don't touch anyone whose window has a red string, and all of a sudden everybody's dangling the red string, right? So they realize that if she wants a sign, then we have to take this seriously. We have to make sure that this sign stays secret, right? And that's why they say that we're only promising you this. We're only going to do this. We're only going to put our lives on the line. Im lo sagidu es devareinu zeh. If you keep this between us and between us and you, you can't tell anyone about this sign. Im lo sagidu es devareinu zeh. Then when you make that sign, we're going to do chesed ve'emes. Now, what's the chesed ve'emes? So the Malbim says here also that the emes is that we'll spare you. The emes is that you saved us. You hid our identity. So we're going to save you as well. The chesed is that we're also going to give you things. We'll give you presents. We'll give you things. We'll give you matanos. Okay. Look at Pasuk Tesvav. Vatori deim vachevel be'ar hachalon. So interestingly, right, what does she do? So now they make this deal. She tells them, I want you to save my family. They say, absolutely, we'll save your family. We'll put our lives on the line for it. Vatori deim vachevel be'ar hachalon. She lowers them down with a rope out the window. Kibesa bekir hachoma. Because her house was by the wall of the city, and she dwelt by the wall. So why did she do it like this? So number one, the Radak says, so people shouldn't notice. Keep in mind, it's in the middle of the night here. She didn't want people to get even more suspicious. Obviously, the word was out a little bit that these meragim were here. So she didn't want people to be even more suspicious. So she said, "I'll lower them down the window. This way, nobody will see." The Mitzudas David also points out to keep in mind the gates were locked, according to what we said, right? And according to what we said at the end of Pasuk Zion, the soldiers of the king had locked the doors, from the outside, so they couldn't get out the normal way. That's why they had to go out. They had to go out down the window. The Malbim also says that the end of the pasuk is very funny. Ki beisa bekira choma vachoma hi yoshaves. So some of the Mefarshim say that she actually had like two houses. You know, she had a house inside the city with everyone else, and then she had another house by the Choma. She had another house right by the wall. That's why you have this double language here. And the Malbim also says that it could be that her house was actually partially outside the wall. You know, somehow he describes it. Somehow the wall was kind of like enclosing part of the house. Part of the house was outside the wall. He explains that eventually when the city walls fell, this house didn't fall. That even though the house was kind of like attached to the wall, but it was somewhat separate from the wall as well, so that's why it didn't fall. Rashi here, though, has an amazing thought. Rashi says, why was it that she lowered these guys out the window with a rope? It wasn't just so that people won't see or that the gates were locked, but Rashi says that this is how the people used to come in, the men who had affairs. They would come in and they would do their business with her through the window. So Rashi said that specifically this way, the way, what she's saying, she's doing tshuva. She's saying the way that I sinned all these years, that's how I'm going to do tshuva now. Right? The exact way that I sinned, I'm not going to use that. Instead of using it for tumma and using it for a sin and using it for something terrible, I'm going to use this method for kedusha. I'm going to use this method to save these tzaddikim, to save these meraglim. And therefore, I'm going to do tshuva shalema through this method. Now we know that very often, you know, the Rambam says that what's complete tshuva? Complete tshuva means that you're in the exact same scenario, you don't do the same thing. So here, Rachav, who's using the tools of her trade, so to speak, the tools of her sinful trade, but she's using those tools for kedusha, that represents the ultimate in tshuva. That represents a total and complete turnaround when she recognizes what she wants to change her life.
The way I heard it was that she let them down that way because that's the way all the customers would come.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. That's
so
what I'm saying. Right.
They look like customers.
Right. You're saying she did it also to disguise them.
They looked like customers.
She looked like these were the people. This is the way that they came in. Right. Interesting. Okay. So she tells them pasuk tes zayin that tomer lohem. She says to them hahara lechu. Go run to the hills. Pen yifku vachem harodfin. Right, be careful because those messengers of the king that we just sent away, they're chasing you. So make sure that they don't catch you. Venachbeisem shama shloshes yamim, and hide there. Hide out in the hills. Hide out in the mountains for 3 days. Ad shov harodfim, until the rodfim come back, because they're not going to chase you that long. They're going to chase you no more than a couple of days, and then they're going to realize that the they're not going to find you. They're going to return here. So wait 3 days, the rodfim will return, the achar tilchu ledarkichem, and then once, 3 days have passed, you know the rodfim are coming back to the city, so then you can go on your way, you can go back to the, you can go back to Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Yitzayin, vayomru eileha ha'anoshim, nekiyim anachnu mishvuasei chazeh, asher hishbatonu. The Mefarshim said that the men wanted to be very clear. They wanted to be very clear about what was going on here. Because keep in mind, this is a very touchy thing. Because they're going to come back into Yericho. They're going to wage war. Things have to be very clear exactly what the expectations are. So they say, we want you to know that we're going to be clean from our Shavua. We're not going to be responsible for our Shavua. Let's see, Pasuk Yudches. Hinei anachnu va'im ba'aretz. And now they're giving her the sign. We're coming into the land. Es tikvas chut hashani hazeh, tikshiri b'chalon asher horadetenu vo. So this window that you just let us out of, this window, tie up this red string, this chut hashani, tie up the red string, and then when you do that, ve'es avich, ve'es imeich, ve'es achayich, ve'es kobeis avich, ta'asvi eilayich habaisa, get everyone into this house, keep everyone here when we come into the city, we're going to see this, the string, we're going to know this is the house, and we're going to save you. However, pasuk yetes, v'haya kol asher yetzei midalsei veisei chachutza damo v'rosho. But anybody who comes out of this house, their blood is on their head. We're not responsible for anything that happens to them. V'anachnu nikiyim, and we're clean. Again, they keep saying the language of nikiyim because they're taking a shvua. So they want to make sure that they're not violating the shvua that they're taking. We're not violating the shvua. We promise you that we're going to save you, but only under these conditions. Otherwise, we're clean from the Shvua. V'kol asher yihye itoch b'abayis damo v'roshenu im yati yevo. excuse me. Anyone in the house that's injured, that's on us. Right? That's on us. Anyone in the house that's injured, that's on us. But anyone outside the house that's injured, that's on them. That's the blood is on their head. Not only that, but keep in mind the secrecy. Keep in mind what we charge you. You have to keep this quiet. Pasuk Chaf. V'im tagidi es divareinu zeh. But if you reveal to anyone this deal, you reveal to anyone this pact, v'hayinu neki mishvua secha sherish batanu. Then again, we're also clean from the shvua. Why? Because again, as we said, you tell someone the sign, everybody can do this, and everybody's going to save themselves. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, v'atomer ki divreichem kenhu. She says 100%, absolutely. I'm on board 100%. Vatashalachim, she sends them away. Vayilechu, and they go. Vatikshuras tikvas hashoni b'achalon, and she ties the red string to the window as the sign exactly as they said. Vayelchu vayavo hahara, chavbeis, so they go and they come, they reach the hills. Vayeshvu sham shloshes yamim, they follow her instructions, and they hide out in the hills for 3 days. And by the way, this is the calculation that we mentioned at the end in Perek Aleph. That they traveled for 1 day, they hid for 3 days, and then they traveled back 1 day. These were the 5 days. That's what many of the Mefarshim were calculating, the 5 days that these Meraglim were away. Ad Shavu HaRotfim. So they waited for the 3 days until the Rotfim, until those who were chasing them went back to the city. Vayavakshu HaRotfim B'chol HaDerech V'lo Matzo. The Rotfim are looking all over, they're looking all over the road. They can't find them, obviously, because they're not there. They're hiding out in the mountains. Pasuk Chav Kimmel, Vayashuvu Shnei Harashim Vayerdu Mehahar. So these two men, they come down from the mountain, they return. Vayavru Vayavo El Yehoshua Binun. So they come back and they return to Yehoshua. Vayisabru Lo Eskola Motso. So some, they tell him the whole story. They tell him everything that happened. They tell him that Rachav saved them. They tell them about the pact that they made with Rachav. Vayomru El Yehoshua Ki Nasan Hashem Biyadeinu Eskol Haaretz Vegam Namogu. And they said, we recognize, right? Again, they're coming back, again, not just with a strategy of how to conquer, but they're coming back with a message that we're good to go, right? Because we got word from Rachav, who knows the pulse of everyone around, certainly everyone in Yericho, but really everyone in the countryside. Rachav knows what's going on. And she knows, v'gam namogu, again, the same language, v'gam namogu kol yoshvei haaretz mipaneinu, that everyone's afraid of us, number one, but also, ki nasan Hashem biyadeinu es kol haaretz. Okay, perhaps the fact also that Rachav was emphasizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role so much, maybe also that's what tipped him off, that we see that God is really behind this. Because if Rachav, this immoral woman, immodest woman Rachav, is coming to the recognition that she's afraid of Bnei Yisrael, but not just afraid, but she recognizes God, then it must be that the Ribono Shel Olam is here, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading us in the proper way, and also the fact that there was a successful mission, right? This spy mission was very successful. They went in, they hid, everything was quiet, they were not caught, and they recognized Rachav, gave them the information that they were looking for. So they recognized everybody's afraid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's on our side. It's time for us to go in. Mirz Hashem, next week we'll talk a little bit more about Rachav per se, and then we'll move on to Perek Gimel. Oh.